Explaining football to the friend who's just there for the nachos? Hard. Tailgating from home like a pro with snacks and drinks everyone will love? An easy win. And with Instacart helping deliver the snack time MVPs to your door, you're ready for the game in as fast as 30 minutes. So you never miss a play or lose your seat on the couch or have to go head-to-head for the last chicken wing. Shop game day faves on Instacart and enjoy $0 delivery fees on your first three grocery orders. Offer valid for a limited time. Other fees and terms apply.
Season 2 of The Sunshine Place is the story of an experimental drug rehab for teenagers called Straight Incorporated, where kidnapping, brainwashing, and torture were disguised as therapy. It's the origin story of the troubled teen industry. How do I know this? Because I lived through it. The Sunshine Place, an Odyssey original podcast in association with Robert Downey Jr. and Susan Downey, is available now on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
Ah, there we go. Now we're ready. It is a Football Friday midday show. Hugh Douglas, Joe Giglio, 215-592-9494. Coming up, a Q&A later this segment. We will guess the takes next hour, what everyone's talking about after Week 10 in the NFL. We started last night with a shootout in Baltimore, and then we'll hit you with a same-game parlay, Eagles-Cowboys Sunday. I expect this to be a big win for the Eagles. And my mind's half on Washington. I'm looking past this game. Are you with me? Or are you scared like Kyle and Hugh and, you know, all these guys in here?
Our quarterback might be hurt.
Well,
that's... going to overlook the Cowboys now?
That is true. All right, so let's go back to that. So if you missed it earlier, Eagles press conference, Nick Sirianni speaking about 40 minutes ago, and we'll play it for you. Obviously, he gets tripped up. We don't know exactly what it is, but it sure sounds like, this is my opinion, that the Eagles did not list Jalen Hurts on the injury report correctly on Wednesday.
Mm-hmm.
They put him on as a rest day. I found it very odd. I found it to be it didn't make sense. I mean, quarterbacks at 26 years old without an injury do not have rest days on Wednesdays in the middle of the season. So it didn't make sense to me. So the questions were, hey, that was just a rest. What was up with that with Jalen on Wednesday? Let's listen to Nick Sirianni about 40 minutes ago, and you could tell there's some awkwardness there as he seems to say he actually has an ankle injury.
We haven't really seen Jalen be held back for load management before. What was behind that on Wednesday?
Yeah, you know, he's dealing with it was on the injury report, dealing with the ankle, and, you know, just making sure we're precautious with everything.
What's wrong with the ankle?
He wasn't on the ankle.
I'm sorry, Jalen Hurts. It was an ankle hurt?
What's that?
It was the rest.
That was the rest, yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, sorry.
No problem.
I thought you were talking about something else. All right.
Is Jalen dealing with an ankle problem?
No, rest.
The end there, it actually gets worse as it goes on, because the end is like, no, rest.
Well, he did say he thought he was talking about something else. Why are you looking at me like that, Joe?
What else?
I'm just saying, something.
It's a lie. It doesn't come across to me as
No, I'm saying,
reality.
He said something else.
What
I mean,
else?
I don't know.
So there's one other Jalen on the team.
Jalen Carter.
Because that is a plausible...
Jalen Hunt. You could get Jalen mixed up.
No way.
Yes, you can.
Jalix. Who's asking? Oh, hold on. On a Friday before Cowboys week.
Yes.
The
Jalix. Somebody might want to know about Jalix.
Nobody wants to know about Jalix Hunt.
Somebody?
No.
No, but it was pretty pointed when he said Jalen.
Jalen. So you're right. There is another Jalen on the team, and that's fair. And I actually think that's an out. Oh, I thought you were talking about Jalen Carter. Here's the issue. Jalen Carter was not on the injury report this week.
Mm-hmm.
And when he was last week, he had a shoulder issue. So the other Jalen, not on the injury report, and he had a shoulder issue, not an ankle.
Can I offer him an olive branch without being accused of trying to protect him or anything
you
like that?
You could try.
No, I'm saying, because I do this from time to time. And I've done this in meetings, and Kyle can attest to this.
Yeah.
We'll have conversations about certain things. Mm-hmm. And I'll not know what we're talking about in the conversation. Huh. And I had to come back and I'll offer up something that nobody's knowing exactly what I'm talking about. Maybe that's what it was.
Hold on. That's a group setting. It's a meeting. It's like you're not the only speaker. It's his press conference.
Yeah. And maybe he was in his mind, he was thinking about something else. And when the question was presented to him, he was thinking in his mind that it was talking about what he was thinking about. Maybe he was thinking about the person that had an ankle injury. Now, this is an easy fix. All you got to do is go through the injury report and find out who has an ankle injury.
I could do that.
Yeah. This is easy.
Their name's not going to be Jalen, though.
No, Mekhi Becton and Aeneas Smith.
No, but I'm saying he probably...
Come on.
But no, there's what no I'm confusion. Saying is this. He could probably – no. You could be thinking in your head – you like Kyle could ask me something, and I can be thinking in my head the name that is completely different
okay.
from what you said.
I got you. And this does happen to you sometimes. But you know what you do when you do that?
What's that?
Eric Benminimi, it be
you do – you when this does happen to you sometimes. But then you'll say, all right, sorry, I was thinking about this. And then you'll join us back in reality.
Yes. I okay, so wait a minute. I feel attacked.
That was messed up.
My point – my no, I'm just kidding. My point is, Hugh, he could have walked it back and said, I'm sorry, I was thinking about this. Jalen's fine. Like, he could have did that. He didn't, because I think we got a quarterback with an ankle issue.
I mean, it's going to be interesting to see how he's handled today.
Well, yes, because now, I think the way it works is, Hugh, once you're on the injury report for a week, they have to keep listing you. It becomes progressive. If you're on there Wednesday, they list the same person Thursday and Friday, and then they update it, right? So he was limited Wednesday with rest, whatever that means. Yesterday, he was full with rest. Will they list him today full ankle?
You can't do it.
What do you mean?
Can't do it. You can't do it.
You kind of have to now.
No, you can't. You can't because now
you're double
if you
down
do
on
that,
the lie?
We're speculating.
We're double down on whatever they went with on Wednesday.
Yeah, because if they put him on the injury report now, then to your point, it is a lie.
Well, it was mis. It was mis.
So you can't. I don't think you can. I think
misprinted?
That.
Are they going to use that one?
Misspoke.
Is that what they're going to go with next? Typo.
Yeah, I think it's you misspoke.
See, like 10 years ago, this wouldn't even have been a big deal. Now, with the gambling market, the NFL cracks down on this stuff.
Yeah, so it's one of those things where you can't. I don't think you can put him on the injury list.
Were the six because it, the it's Sixers a bad were look. Fined what $100,000 for the Embiid stuff?
Yeah,
I mean this is a thing. All right,
I think it's a bad look if you do though. I think it's a bad look. It's a bad look all around.
So I did track Dan Elliott. He's going to watch Hurts at practice now, and we'll have him at 1.
Okay.
So we'll get the deets on that.
Deets.
And McLean, the last he said was, for context, Hurts has never received a rest injury designation for the Eagles.
Of course he hasn't. He's a quarterback. He's a young quarterback. They don't rest.
He's tired.
Yeah, it's all. He's just tired. His ankle's tired. 215-592-9494. All right. We wanted to bring this. We were going to play this anyway, but it kind of adds more context to things now. So, Hugh, NFL Films, they had some players mic'd up on Sunday, the game against Jacksonville. So there was a clip that was put out yesterday, and it's of Jalen Hurts, after the throw to Devontae Smith, one of the biggest plays of the game, great throw, great catch, celebratory moment. And then you hear Lane Johnson talk to Jalen, and you just listen to Jalen's response because it was kind of weird just watching it yesterday, but now that he may have some sort of ankle issue, maybe there's more to this. All right, let's listen from Sunday, NFL Films.
Hey, Kelly. We got a feed 6. Now be ready outside. He's 1-on-1.
Here goes Hurts. Going for the end zone. Devontae Smith.
Oh, my goodness.
He's in.
What a catch by Smitty.
One hand.
Oh, my goodness.
I don't know how he did it.
Hey, you're smiling. You having a good time? It's good for you.
Not really.
Who would you make of that? So that's after the Devontae touchdown. That's Lane Johnson saying, hey, you having a good time? You're smiling. And Jalen Johnson says, not really. Kind of weird.
I mean, Can I offer this up without acting like I'm trying to, you know, protect Jalen or anything? Maybe.
Here we go.
Listen, y'all not about to derail, even though I've been a little controversial today, talking about this might be a tight game.
Yeah, worried about the Cowboys.
Y'all ain't about to derail my trip to Louisiana.
No, I'm not trying to do anything. I'm wondering why the quarterback's not happy.
No, he's probably not happy because they put up enough points. Maybe he wanted some more points.
That was 28.
Okay. You gave me a little bit more context than you did
before.
That
was a 28th point.
That wasn't fair.
Uh-oh.
maybe his ankle's broken.
I don't understand. Okay. I don't understand in that moment why that would be said. But I don't pretend like I know Jalen. Maybe we need to ask OG Wade because he knows Jalen intimately.
He said
he knows him better than anybody else. Ask him.
Can I offer a plausible theory?
What's that?
His ankle's bothering him.
That's why he's not happy?
Yeah.
Nah, I don't know. Because normally, when you have injuries like that, that are not, you know, serious, you feel them, but the adrenaline takes over,
okay.
So it doesn't bother you. So I would say, nah, I don't think that's the case. Because I don't think he's sitting there thinking, oh, my ankle hurt.
Is he just being cool guy?
That could probably be too. Yeah.
Probably a little bit of that.
I'm above this.
Business. It's business. It's a business trip.
Can he just be normal?
Can the team just be normal?
No.
And okay. I just got offered up, a teammate of mine said, no, maybe he's just saying, no, man, I'm tired. Like, it's like, hey, you having fun? He's like, no, I'm tired. Maybe he was tired.
Maybe I need a rest day Wednesday. I'm tired.
Yeah, that's why they probably gave him. No, you know what? That makes sense.
Stop.
That makes sense. Listen, don't derail my trip to Louisiana,
man. I'm not doing anything.
No, but it's weird. It's weird to say. I admit. It's weird to say, but I think that's what it was.
I can't wait for this trip.
Eastbound. Damn.
That one hit. That one hit.
On a Friday.
He was about to really let it go,
too.
Oh,
no. I'm telling you.
I was waiting
no,
for
it was, it was. It was weird. It's weird to say. I admit it's weird to say, but I don't know the context of – I don't have all the information, and I refuse to speculate recklessly on my quarterback, even though – we don't know if he's hurt or not and all this other stuff. I refuse to do it. I'm not about to do that on Friday.
I've been trying to
lead
you down the right path since Wednesday. No one's listening to me.
No, you didn't say that.
This doesn't make any sense.
Something's not right.
This doesn't make any sense.
You did say that, though.
All right, let's go to the phone lines here. Black Gritty's up. Hey, Black Gritty.
First of all, he better not be hurt. I'm a Philadelphia boy. There's something in the water. I just can't deal with no fake, real injuries. Be healthy. Second of all, Joe Giglio, do you like Christmas?
Do I love Christmas.
Then stop ruining Dallas Week for me and everybody else, okay, bro? Stop out here like the Grinch trying to take. Nah, bro, because I don't care if they won in 15. I don't care if they won in 3 years. When they came out here and mentioned Magic Dust, oh, they didn't care. They ran up the scoreboard, right? Oh, it mattered to them. They got to talk trash all offseason. Nah, bro. Nah. Hey, look. Buddy Ryan is revered for one thing. He ain't never won nothing, but he took Dallas seriously, okay, in his velour suits, all right? That's what matters, all right? Dallas Week, Joe Giglio. Stop grumping and hating Christmas. I'm going to start telling people you like LA flip-flops. Like, you don't like Christmas, bro? You don't like Christmas?
I love Christmas, and we're going to beat the Cowboys by 3 scores.
Yeah, then let me enjoy the beating. Some kind of move on somewhere else.
All right.
I ain't trying to go to the concert. I'm trying to enjoy my peace and my time. Where's our Cowboy Jim at? Zach Gritty's on the phone looking for you, Cowboy. I'm looking for you. Oh, you ain't got nothing to say. Oh, I tell you what, it feels good, okay? And Cooper Rush is better than Dak. Dak's my worst quarterback in the league. I'm a little bit scared to have to go to Cooper Rush. They better put 40 burger on him. You know what, Nick? Go for 2 every single time because it's the Cowboys. You're in Jerry's world. I won't even say nothing about your duck. Go be aggressive. Touch push 92 times down the field. Go get me this George W. Dallas sucks. Say it again. Dallas sucks. And Joe Giglio hates Christmas. Go back! Oh, wait. I got to give my answer.
What do you got?
Rivalry.
Mm-hmm.
So, you know, it's a tough time in America, and a lot of people don't like to talk about politics. I'm about to get banned on here, but this is serious, serious rivalry right now. You hear me?
I'm listening.
Jimmy's versus Sprinkles, bro. I mean, I'm saying, don't hang up on me. Don't kill me, bro.
Oh, you might be in big trouble calling this station again. Black Gritty, have a great weekend. There he goes.
It depends on what he calls
Jimmy's
Sprinkles.
They're Sprinkles.
No, they're Jimmy's.
Oh, Jimmy's. Okay, Jimmy's. Okay, Jimmy's.
They're Sprinkles.
But some people call them Jimmy's,
I know.
Though,
no,
right?
A lot of people do. I mean, that's
yeah, people from here.
Kyle's passionate about this.
That's a from here thing.
Well, I like Sprinkles.
I know you do.
Okay.
It's wrong.
I just never got into the Jimmy's thing. Never, it didn't resonate with me.
I know.
All right, that's not. Listen, I gotta be me. I mean, I'm gonna call him Sprinkles. M is in Virginia, and then we gotta get to a Q&A. What's up, M?
First of all, who the hell is Jimmy, and why do he go on ice cream cone?
M, you're in Virginia.
Explaining football to the friend who's just there for the nachos? Hard. Tailgating from home like a pro with snacks and drinks everyone will love? An easy win. And with Instacart helping deliver the snack time MVPs to your door, you're ready for the game in as fast as 30 minutes. So you never miss a play or lose your seat on the couch or have to go head-to-head for the last chicken wing. Shop game day faves on Instacart and enjoy $0 delivery fees on your first 3 grocery orders. Offer valid for a limited time. Other fees and terms apply.
Season 2 of The Sunshine Place is the story of an experimental drug rehab for teenagers called Straight Incorporated. Where kidnapping, brainwashing, and torture were disguised as therapy. It's the origin story of the troubled teen industry. How do I know this? Because I lived through it. The Sunshine Place, an Odyssey original podcast in association with Robert Downey Jr. and Susan Downey, is available now on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
Virginia. Get lost.
I'm from North Philadelphia.
M's from here.
Been away too long.
Yeah. He forgot.
Yeah.
M got triggered with that one. You made him mad with that one.
You're a little fraudulent.
Yeah, don't say I don't claim it. But 87-3.
Hey, 87 what?
To 3.
What is that?
My bad, Hugh. Get your pen and paper, Hugh. 87-3. We got 87, we got 3.
What do you mean? No, wait a minute. Jimmy, you ain't talking about the score of the game. I called you Jimmy. You ain't talking about the score of the game, are you?
That's a lot.
You tripping. You tripping.
No, I like this. Jimmy gets it. I mean, it's not Jimmy M.
Yeah, you tripping.
Hey, look, y'all call me Jimmy one more time.
Well, Em, I'm sorry. I actually pulled up the Wikipedia for Jimmy's because I wanted to throw some in the back of Kyle here. So then I just reading about Jimmy's, and then I said Jimmy's. But Em, I know your name.
What other questions I had today? My bad. I know I'm lying.
Well, you can ask you why he's so scared of Cooper Rush. I mean, you can comment on them, the injury report with Jalen, all this stuff.
Yeah, I like the Color Rush jerseys too. You saying Baltimore's last night?
The Color Rush. They brought that back.
Oh, the purple one for the Ravens? I like that too. Yeah, that was kind of cool. The purple rain they call
it. That went clean over y'all head. I'm sick of y'all already.
Oh, Em, come on.
I said Color Rush.
Oh.
No, I said color.
We said the jerseys from last night.
The Ravens.
That's what we said.
The purple rain jerseys.
I know. I said that because y'all said Cooper Rush. Y'all worried about Cooper Rush. I'm not worried about them. I worry about Cooper.
Neither am I. I mean, Hugh is. All right, Em, what do you got for a rivalry? What do you got for us?
Rivalry. So I'm mad because I work at Pepsi, and that was my answer. And then I had Union versus Big Job. That was one of my answers. So now I just got to go with Stone Cold Steve Austin, Vince McMahon.
That's a good one.
That's a good one.
That's a classic.
That's thinking outside the box, too, because I think a lot of times when we think of rivalries, I think there's a lot of simpler ones that we could think of.
There's still a lot of big ones out there. I just want to point out as we circle back to the important things today, like Jimmy's versus Sprinkles. I mean, Kyle made the assertion, and I think it's probably believed that this is a from here thing, right? Jimmy's, if you're from here, they're Jimmy's. Actually originated in Boston. Okay, then it made its way down here. Wikipedia doesn't lie.
From here or Boston.
But when you say from here, you think here, not from here or Boston.
It doesn't have to be exclusively.
Well, I know, but I don't know if it's really just a Philadelphia area thing. I think it's just a thing. It may be Northeast. You could say that. And in that case, we could argue about it. All right, let's grab Anthony, and then we got to get to a Q&A here. What's up, Anthony?
Yo, what's up, Anthony?
Hey, what's up, Anthony?
Joe, Hugh, Kyle.
What's up, man?
I'm concerned. I am concerned.
About the game Sunday, this game?
Yeah, I don't like playing in Jerry World. I think over the past 5 years, the Cowboys have beat us 2 more times than we've beat them, if I'm correct.
Yeah, well, the Eagles haven't won down there since 2017.
I don't like playing there, no. And then the whole Jalen thing with the ankle.
Speculation.
We don't know.
The coach said 40 minutes ago we were being cautious because of an ankle.
It's rest day. He said ankle.
He just rested his ankle.
No, but he just rested. He was tired.
Were they talking about Carter or
you guys? This is ultimate spin work here, rather than two of you.
Yes, it is.
This is a joke, quite frankly.
Yes, it is.
Make sure I get my duo here at the end.
Your rivalry? Okay. All right. So do you think, first of all, do you think they're going to lose, though, or you just think it's going to be a close game?
No, I think they're still going to win, but only by 6. I'm saying 23-17.
Right. Okay.
And with the tush push, like if it's going 95%, I say still use it. Just maybe, I don't know, throw a trick in here and there.
Well, they tried that last week. They did a little speed option off it.
There was one.
All right, so Anthony, what do you got for us for a great rivalry?
So this great rivalry has spanned over 9 movies, all starting with the word Star Wars, and that would be the Jedi versus the Sith.
Jedi versus Sith. Hugh, what do you think? That's a big time one.
That's a big one. And he's thinking outside the box.
Yes, and it goes for a lot of movies. Anthony, that's really good. All right. We're going to get to a guest here in a second. But first, can we get to a little Q&A before a Cowboys week? I think it's time for a little Q&A, Hugh Douglas.
Yes, and it's sponsored by the Jug Handle Inn. Always award-winning wings, great food, and incredible specials. Spread your wings and rediscover the Jug.
Get to know the Midday Show.
What?
This is UNA on 94 WIP.
All right, I got two quick ones for you, Hugh. Number one, we're talking about blowing the Cowboys out on Sunday, running up the score.
Mm-hmm.
Do players think about that? Like, when you were had a good team and you were winning big, did you ever think, like, let's bury him?
No, I told you what I was thinking. Physical confrontation. Man, this game is not going to be easy. Don't care what the score is. Don't care what the record is.
How about in the game? You guys are up 3 touchdowns. You're like, let's pour it on? Or is that not a thing?
That's not a thing. You just want to get out to a good start, and then you keep your foot on the gas pedal. You don't want to let them get back in the game.
All right, my second one this week, because it is Cowboys week. Hugh, when did you know, like how quickly into the game of the pickle juice game did you know? Because that you said this earlier, you guys were not expected to win. You were underdogs.
We were dogs.
And then you went there and you guys blew the doors off them. And obviously that season you were better. People just didn't know because it was week one. Was it like 5 minutes in the game, half? Like when did you know, like, man, we got something here?
You know what? It's kind of hard to say. It wasn't no 5 or 10 minutes into the game, because at that point, you know, you're still working on adrenaline and you're just like, you know, forget the Cowboys. And I think it really didn't register until, I think, if I'm not mistaken, didn't Troy go out that game with a concussion? He got knocked out of that game, if I'm not mistaken. That's when you realize, well, damn, we kind of brought that thigh out that day. It was one of those, it was a weird day, man, because I just remember trying to beat the brakes off the Cowboys. And I don't even really recall when I felt like, hey, you know what, this is something kind of special. I didn't only recall that.
You know, sometimes we joke with you, we look at these old box scores and we're like, where's Hugh? Mm-hmm. Not this day. Kyle, you look at the box score from the pickle juice game, leading tackler for the Eagles that day, Hugh Douglas. The most sacks that day for the Eagles, Hugh Douglas.
No,
you dominated.
No, that was just one game that I remember, because you know, you talk about being scared, Joe. Like walking in the locker room, and I never forget, I know they weren't scared, but a lot of my teammates were more concerned about the weather.
Because it was so hot.
It was hot. And I remember it was a psychological game, because Dallas put, in an old stadium, they had a big-ass thermometer, like right when you were walking up the tunnel, right where you could see it. And you saw how hot it was. And you know those old-school thermometers where they had in the red area where it was dangerously hot. And I remember walking off the field and guys like, oh, it's hot. And I just remember saying, you know what, forget that. I don't, you know, colorful words that I used. And I just remember going to that game and just wanting to beat the Cowboys.
And you did. Boy, Deuce, 262 total yards. What a day. 41-14 Eagles. All right, Howard Eskin calling in to call me a moron. What's up, Howard?
Well, first of all, you are Mr. Drama, but let me just one little shot at Hugh Douglas. If you led the team in tackles that day, I know they didn't drug test after the game.
That is cold.
All right, that's a good one, Howard.
That
all right,
is
Howard,
cold.
You got, do you got something on this Jalen situation, Howard?
No, okay, you, Joe, I don't ever want to go to the movies if I know you're coming, because you're the guy that would yell, fire, fire. You are so over-the-top dramatic. It's ridiculous.
Howard, what's going on with Jalen's ankle?
Okay, did you see his news conference on Wednesday?
Jalen, I heard.
Okay, he was pissed that he was rested.
Yes, I know.
Now, he had an excuse. If he had an ankle injury, he could have said it, all right? He could have said it, and it was an out in case something, you know, he has a bad game or whatever. And, you know, most players like to find those excuses.
Sure.
But he was angry.
What happened?
Rested.
Why did Sirianni say Jalen has an ankle today?
I have no – maybe trying to give him an excuse – or get an out for resting him the other day. I watched him. Now, again, we don't see the real tough stuff in practice, the plays. We see enough. And I saw him. He didn't have a limp. I saw him every day this week. And sometimes if a guy has an ankle injury, you'd see a slight little limp. I didn't notice one thing. And I walked right by him today. He was walking. I think he must have been doing some interviews for the broadcast. So he was walking to the bubble as I was walking in for Sirianni. I noticed nothing. I noticed nothing when he walked by me the other day for the news conference. Nothing. Nothing.
Howard, my antenna's up. It is officially up, my antenna. Something's going on here.
Your antenna, I'm telling you, Let me know when you're going to the movies, and I'll make sure I go to another movie.
Okay, that's fine. Let's end with this, Howard. I just need this. When was the last time you remember an Eagles quarterback, and again, a young one, like we're talking about a 26-year-old, resting on a Wednesday without injury, without an injury concern? I don't remember it ever. Jalen's never rested.
But he went through the walkthrough. First of all, here's another thing I'm going to tell you. Wednesday was really a walkthrough by the Eagles. Yesterday was the real practice, and today they'll practice. That's the real practice. So Saquon Barkley has, you know, full. I saw him running sprints, but I didn't see him practicing yesterday because he had a little limp, and he did have a visible limp on the sidelines on Sunday.
Right.
I noticed nothing. So I don't know the injury report, if he, you know, it only lists him as full rest. I don't even care about those reports anymore because they're all bogus. Unless a guy is really hurt, then you can get fined. I mean, this is just nonsense.
All right, well,
it's
listen,
not, Joe, you're scaring people for no reason.
No, but this is a major story. What do you want me to do with it?
Shove it up, you know where. I mean, it's a
maybe if the head coach could get through a press conference without the PR people having to jump in, I wouldn't have to do anything.
I don't give a shit.
Maybe he wasn't aware of the head coach.
Howard, how is he not aware of the injury report?
You know what? I'll tell you, you can find a big one. Just look for you, Douglas, and you can shove it up.
What did I do?
I gotta tell you, how did I catch a stray? Howard, I'm just saying, if this is a real thing, your status as Eagles Insider of the Year on the afternoon show is in big trouble.
I've recused myself anyway. It's a joke. I don't even pay attention to it.
All right, Howard. Enjoy practice.
Relax.
I was relaxed. And then, all right, that's enough. There he goes, Howard Eskin. I was relaxed today. I'm the one trying to calm you guys down, and then I have the coach stumbling over himself in a press conference. All right, final hour.
He's mad at you with Nick Sirianni.
The spin around here is unbelievable. All right,
Season 2 of The Sunshine Place is the story of an experimental drug rehab for teenagers called Straight Incorporated, where kidnapping, brainwashing, and torture were disguised as therapy. It's the origin story of the troubled teen industry. How do I know this? Because I lived through it. The Sunshine Place, an Odyssey original podcast in association with Robert Downey Jr. and Susan Downey, is available now on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.